Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Yeah. Welcome to Monsters Radio. Wet, wet Wednesdays, where we play only the sexy music. It's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. Get in. So go ahead, kick back, relax a little bit. I'm hoping y'all can feel us tonight. So we gonna play some music to help y'all shake your ass. Then we gonna play some more music to help you shake your ass. So go ahead, get you some Moscato, a lover, roll one, and put it in the bus. Monsters Radio, Wet Wet Wednesday. Ooh wee.
Nothing in the world really matter to me. Without you, there's no focus. You relents to me.
Wet, wet Wednesday. This is Tay Michelle. It's called Round. Yeah. You ain't the one that I'm waking up to in the morning. Oh, we need to. Kissing and loving and touching and keeping me moaning. No smoke when I'm busy. You're the only one I've been with. Stuck on my mind. Fucking you all.
But that's just the way that it is. When you on the grind and ain't got enough time for your man. Good loving, quick fix in the bathroom does it. FaceTime for me to let you touch it. You the only one to get it in the back of the limousine. I'm so gone, let them see I don't care. In my mind, I'll be on. You be pulling my hair, pulling my hair. Shit be crazy, I swear.
Round. That's K Michelle. That's called Round. You know we all want that third, fourth round. I might even try to go to round 30. It's been so long for me. It is what it is. Wet, wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. You know, we got the sexy conversations and sexy music to help get you in the mood. Tonight, the show has started. So, 424-243-9649. We got a couple things to talk about tonight. One of the things I know we're going to talk about is love. You think people treat it like it's a bad word nowadays. Why is love such a bad thing nowadays? We're going to talk about that. We got some other things to talk about, too. But let me go ahead and talk with my co-host of the night, Miss Unbelievable. How you doing tonight, Mama, on a wet, wet Wednesday?
Hey, I'm going round and round. Hey, now. It's all good in the hood. Hey, now. Can I go 1, 2, 4, 10? Whew. You better have some stamina behind those friends every time. Just saying.
Right. Okay. So, all right.
How are
you?
All right,
so you're going to be ready for tonight. I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm monstrous. I'm a little chippery. I'm a little squirrely right now. You dig? I'm a little too squirrely. I'm trying to get this music going so I can slow it down and get my monster Barry White on and get this groove
okay.
set. But I'm feeling good. I'm feeling good. Yeah, I'm ready to get this sexy groove going. Like I said, knock some of this little squirrely out of me. So, all right, what's some other things? I mean, you got something that we're going to talk about tonight on the sexy tale?
Love works for me because you can talk about love in all kind of different ways. And, you know, love can be like, have you fell in love? I just love you, unconditional love. I mean, how do you embrace all those loves and still be able to put the action into all those words that you share? So I can't wait.
Okay. Well, I got another thing I want to talk about because I'm trying to get it sexy wet around here. I'm talking about leave a puddle in the motherfucking bed. So check it out. Here's something. Like, a lot of people, sometimes people, they look down on other people, as they should, during sex. But some people look down on other people because of their sexual behavior. You dig? Like, here's a good example of somebody into doing something super-duper freaky, whether it be slingshotting across the room with motherfucking gymnastic shoes on or whatever, hanging from the ceiling fan with a dildo tied to a jump rope. You know what I'm talking about, some freaky deaky shit. I just want to put out here, there's some things that people miss. Like, you gotta take in consideration a lot of this romantic shit come from freaks. A lot of people try to talk down on freaks. Yeah, they come out at night, but I'm telling y'all, a lot of this romantic shit come from freaks. We gonna get into it. We gonna get y'all involved. 424-243-9649. You gotta press 1 if you wanna talk. But for now, we're going to get into a little bit of freak music, some wet
Ooh.
Music. I don't know if I'm
wet,
ready to
wet.
Get y'all to go splash yet. Yeah. Now I don't know if I'm ready for y'all to get splash yet. But here goes something with some ready whip on it. This is Chris Breezy, Monsters Radio,
Wet
Wednesday. Yeah, ready whip. The sweet shit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Call up.
Baby, you gotta be tripping. Put that booty away. You know I be sipping. Got a bottle on the way. I stay on my pimping. Diamonds jumping out the vase. Tell them get up out the way. Maybe you can catch a fade. I'm trying to see mommy, young mommy, yeah. That tsunami can't lie to me, yeah. She ride like you got it, yeah. Leave it on down. And I don't really care. I be sipping on the law. Cause you got the kind of body, make a body want some more. Alright, dim the lights. Let me hit you with the spice. I ain't playing with you, want you to know. Girl, you got that ready well. Ready whip, oh yeah. I just wanna take a dip in your ready whip, oh yeah. If ready whip. I'm ready.
I'm on dirty Sprite. That means that I'm on ya. Yeah, yeah. Gripping your other side. Look in my eyes. You know what you gon' do. Say what you say. Make all them fast. Make all them fast. Do it your way. Do it your way. Sippin' on the low. Cause you got that kind of body. Make a poppy want some more. Alright, dim the lights. Let me hit you with that spice. I ain't playing with you, want you to. Girl, you got that ready whip. Ready whip, ready whip. Uh-huh. I just wanna take a dip in your ready whip. Cream on your thighs, licking cinnamon off ya.
Yeah, yeah, you used to sweet ain't
nothing. And I thought my love was just hiding until I found ya. Cake on my face, I wanna taste. Girl, let me taste. I won't say, you know I won't say. All of these hours keep passing by. Wanna lick you up and down. Oh yeah, hit them lights.
Let me hit you with the spice.
I ain't playing, girl, I want you to know.
Girl, you got that.
Ready whip, ready whip.
I just wanna take a dip
in your
ready whip.
Yeah, somebody just called me up and made a booty call that asked for Dress Well. What the hell you thought I was talking about? It's our request line. Make your booty call, 424-243-9649. Press 1. Yeah, this is Dress Well. It's called Can't Wait. We open the lines right after this. Looks like Jazzy B don't called in. The Monstars are now official. Wet, wet Wednesday. Hump Day music. Grind with us. DJ E Monster. Ooh, we music. You dig?
I know it's early in the morning, but your body's got me yearning. I can tell by the way that you want it. So baby girl, sit off that fronting, yeah. Sit back and shorty, ease your mind. Take you on a ride. Well, I can tell you a natural high. You can tell that I'm known to hit it right. So what would you do if I were to start from your ankle? Creep up to them thighs to the point that you wanna let go. Give it up, just like Raheem. I'm gonna wanna serve you up tonight. Tonight, yeah. Yeah. I cannot wait to get inside. Yeah. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. Tonight, I wanna go up now.
down tonight. Wanna go up, 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 and around we go.
Monstrous Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesday.
Round one, round two, what do you wanna do? How about we play a game? Let's see who can be who to the next room. Ooh, I see you dripping wet, I see you drip off your breast. Think to yourself, no way upstairs. Now I got plans to put my hands in places just to see what your face looks making. I heard you up for the taking. Have you ever been with the Jamaican? In the back of the room is where I take you. Fancy a little bit, skip the basics. I cannot wait to get inside. I cannot wait to do all the things that lovers do. I cannot wait. I wanna go up down tonight. I wanna go up down tonight. Wanna go up.
Yeah, Monstrous Radio, Wet, Wet Wednesdays. Our prediction for the weather tonight might be some showers. A lot of splash puddles. Let me stop. It is what it is, Wet, Wet Wednesday. You know how we do it. We're here to get it in. The great thing about Wet, Wet Wednesday, I think, out there, you listeners, this is a spot where you can find that hot new R&B. You can put on with your lover, and they be like, damn, what the fuck was that? That got me all the way in the mood. You need to know any of these artists, hit us up, monsterusradio@gmail.com, or you can hit us up on all social media. So Miss Unbelievable, I think we got Jazzy B tuning in right about now. Is that you, Jazzy? Hello?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's happening?
What's good, Mama?
Hey, y'all.
Hey.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable.
Hey, Jazzy. How you be?
I'm good.
That's what's up.
My goodness. I knew y'all was going to have y'all a little moment. It is what it is.
Hey,
Mama. I'm not
even.
Don't be trying to make me feel special.
Well, bro. What up, Eve? What it do, Monster?
What's good, Devin? That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, Miss Unbelievable.
Hey, Seven.
What's good with it?
Well, looks like tonight, you know, we got two topics that we're going to talk about. Now, Jazzy, we know you usually run things around here, so, I mean, you might have a topic as well. You got something that you want to talk about that's sexy tonight?
I actually don't have nothing tonight. You know, I had made a little post about, because people be so in their feelings, and I'm just, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have
any. Yeah, it be like that sometimes. Okay. Well, we still got a couple. One of the things we're going to talk about is, this one might sit you. I don't know. But we're talking about love. And apparently nowadays, I remember when I was coming up, love was such a great thing. Everybody wanted to be in love. Everybody looked for it in candy boxes. You looked for it in your cereal. Wherever you looked for love. Now you say love to somebody, they'd be like, what the fuck is that? What you mean? You know, they get upset. You know, it's like a whole different thing nowadays. So, I mean, I want to know, why is love such a bad word nowadays? And then another thing that, you know, we want to talk about was, you know, sometimes people try to look down on other people because of, you know, their sexual orientation or, you know, or I should say their sexual preferences, desires. That's what I should be trying to say. You know, just because somebody does something freaky, you know what I mean, doesn't make them a bad person. And I think a lot of people lost respect. And the topic I want to talk about tonight on that is freaks. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't understand. It's freaks that make romance. It's them freaky motherfuckers that make romance. Because if you ain't romantic and you ain't no freak, you probably just trying to dry hump. No foreplay, no nothing. Just pull it out, stick it in, go at it, and get off. Get it? But if you a freak, you trying to get in the mood. You trying to get that thing wet. You trying to do all kinds of little things that are different before you get to it. And once you get to it, it's a whole nother story. You dig? It's a jungle gym. It's motherfucking, what is them parks, California and Florida? Disneyland, Disney World, all them type of things. You dig? So that's one of the things I want to talk, or another thing I brought up that I wanted to talk about tonight. So, ladies, which one would y'all like to talk about first?
Oh, you can touch on the first one, or the first, because, you know, I got a lot to say about it.
Oh, snap. Okay. Now, I do want to say a disclaimer. Jazzy, put your knife away, because usually we get to talk about love. Sometimes you get a little animated. Put your knife away. Put all weapons to the side. I'm just saying. Okay. Okay. Is it the good pocket or the bad pocket? Because I know you got a pocket where it just slipped right out. Okay. All right. So we're going to talk about love in this bad word. So why is it such a bad word? Like I said, when I was coming up, you know, everybody wanted to be in love. Even men, they want to be in love too. They might still cheat on your ass, but he still wanted to say that he loved you first. So I want to know, what is it about today that makes people so mad when people talk about love? You might post something talking about, oh, I love somebody. They're talking about, you ain't in love. That dick just good. You know? what happened? I mean, what happened? From a lady's point of view, I'll start with Miss Unbelievable. From a lady's point of view, I mean, we're going to go there because Jazzy might have something rough for us. So what's up with you, Miss Unbelievable? I mean, from a woman's standpoint, I mean, where did it go? Do you understand where I'm coming from?
I think it, the respect factor has left because of the sensationalization of side chicks and mistress and different things like that. So I think it just lost its place. People want things fast instead of things from the heart. They want material things. So it just got misplaced. For selfishness and other gratification needs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How you feel about it, Jazzy? Jazzy B?
Well, I think it's people. You know, people mm-hmm. want to love you according to their standards, not according to what love is actually supposed to be. They want to love you how they feel they should love you.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's one of the major problems. You love people. And then too, people don't really know what love is no more. Like, you done made it. So the same shit we were talking about with Valentine's Day, they done made this shit so commercialized that it's got a false tag around mm-hmm. that shit. So that's how I feel. People want to love you according to their standards on how they feel like you should be loved. Up to them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah, I'm definitely feeling you on that commercialized part, because people act like, oh, if you ain't buy me no diamond ring, or you ain't buy me them, you ain't buy me that, you don't love me. But yeah, I can feel you on that.
I just had this conversation with a person because they like, I buy you this, I buy you that. I don't give a fuck about materialistic shit. I can buy myself shit. So that is that doesn't even fucking matter to me. You buying me shit doesn't do anything for me. That just give me more shit that I got to put up and put away. That don't mean anything to me. Like, I'm serious. Like, I don't give a fuck about materialistic shit because I grew up not having shit. I know what it feel like to have not to have nothing. So, like, for you to say that you love me and show me by buying me shit, that don't mean nothing to me. That's the action of how you feel like you should show your love to me, not what I feel like.
Yeah, it's the emotional part of it is just null and void. Like, there shouldn't, like, what happened to the feeling of appreciation and the principles of giving and from the heart and loving, you know, just loving unconditionally. Like, what about going deeper than the surface of someone and really figuring out what it is that they need and what makes you guys click together?
Right.
Good, good. All right, don't forget, we ain't forgot about you, Seven. We're going to check you. We're going to get with you right here. I'm going to say this part. Well, I'm glad how you said that, Jay. Like, some people, they do be like, oh, I bought you this, or I did that, or I did this, I did that. That don't mean that you love me. That just means you appreciate my presence. That's what that's supposed to mean. It's supposed to mean I appreciate you. Da-da-da, here's something special for you. I give you that. That don't necessarily mean I love your ass. That just means I really appreciate you enough to feel I want to give you a gift. And that gift is kind of the depth of the appreciation. If somebody get your ass a 5-carat diamond ring, I really appreciate your ass. Get it? If they get you a couple dollars off their EBT card, I don't know. It might feel the same because it's hard to get money off your EBT. I can't just give somebody my money, no matter where it comes from. But y'all understand what I'm saying, though. But all right, Seven. I mean, you know what we're talking about. I mean, how you feel?
I mean, you know, I have to piggyback off of Jazz with the whole materialistic thing. I think, you know, people try to put a value on love, but I thought love, that actual word, was supposed to be, like, unconditional. Can you love me and still fuck with me and still hold me down after I've burnt your sheets, slit your car, hurt your feelings, cut you out? Like, motherfuckers do that to people, and then in return, some people can actually still fuck with them and still rock with them. Like, there's a certain thing that's unconditional. Like, love for me, I don't deal in emotion, period. I'm not emotional. So if you come to me with that, my feelings, you didn't care about my feeling shit, I'm dead. Like, I don't hear you. I'm done. But if you could talk to me on some level shit, like, show me where you love me. How do I know you love me? Again, you can buy me anything. Give me something that I can't buy. Give me something that the next nigga can't outbuy you, because you might be a thousandaire. This nigga might be a millionaire. Give me something that one of you motherfuckers can pay for that's more valuable than anything under the sun. Give me something that can't be purchased, and give me something that no one else can obtain, and then I might believe that you love me. Because you can love me and her and love us both differently for different reasons if you are a man or a woman, for that matter, that walks and knows the true feeling, creating the meaning of love. People just fuck this shit up all the way around the board. Niggas out here I want to stick my dick in her because she got a fat ass. Oh, shorty got that check. Shorty got good head. Or this is the nigga that I love to hate. This is his bitch. Bitches do the same thing. A bitch don't want a nigga until he happy. You can shoot your shot all day long as a man, and then the bitch don't want nothing to do with you until she see you at the restaurant with shorty and you giving her good gold. And it could just be your mouthpiece and the way shorty laughing and the way shorty seem happy. Now shorty want to hit you up and call you and, oh, well, what you doing? What you doing? But bitch, you didn't have a time of day for me 10 minutes ago. Everybody's all lost in this material shit. And then the social media, everybody is trying to goals, relationship goals and shit. Go down their timeline 6 months back, a year back. It's a whole nother picture of a whole nother person. Go to that person's page that they goals and with, and on their page 5 months back, they in the bed with a whole nother bitch talking about wife for life. They've been twisting this shit all the way around, man.
Right. Hey, I think you hit the nail on the head right there, at least with me, when you said about love and being unconditional. That's real right there. That's so real, because that is true. Like you said, somebody can do some bad shit to you, and you be like, you know what, I ain't even talking to your ass no more. I can't fucks with you. Get it? But when you truly love somebody, you can be like that today, but tomorrow let something happen to them. They can still run to you. You're still going to help them. You're still going to be like, I don't really mess with you like that, but I ain't going to let you be out there like that either.
Right.
You
did.
That's
can
love.
You, and then, there's a devil's advocate with that, and that's just for me too, speaking from existence and actually living it. When a motherfucker still come around on some, I ain't trying to leave you out there like that type shit. Is that really your motive though? Are you really not gonna leave me out here because you love me and you don't want to see me go through it? Or do you just want to be able to say that you were able to do something, hold something over my head right now? Because I'm in need. You can say, oh, I was there. But I wouldn't be in this situation. I wouldn't have got fucked up if you didn't put me here in the first fucking place.
Right. Yeah, that's a little different. But yeah, I feel you on that one. Yeah, you got to watch that one. Because yeah, some people will try to do some shit just because, just to say, I have the power over you needed me or da 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 da. But I mean, like, say, like, what if you're stranded somewhere, you and your new boo, and then you call that person and be like, hey, we need a room. Can you help me? Now, if they really and they feel like, oh, hell no, I'm not helping you. Click, work. But if they really care about your ass, at the end of the day, they'll help you.
They're going to make sure.
Because you need help. Yeah, no matter what. And then now people be like, oh, I help you, but he can't stay there. Then that's a more of a thing of a dominance. it's a whole nother story, So we still got to get into this freak stuff that I want to talk about. But we're going to take a break right quick. I'm going to slap some music in here, slap it on the ass, whatever you want to call it. But we're going to play some more music, and we're going to come back. Yeah, that's how we're going to do it, Wet Wednesday. This is Kenan Brown. This is a remix. This is a boozed up remix. It's called I'm Sprung. I think he redid T-Pain's song. It's kind of cool, though. This is not no splash music. I might play something splash after this, but we're going to rock with this one right here. It's not all slow, but definitely sexy. Wet Wednesday, Monsters Radio Live.
Things out.
Yeah, I'm about to make it go splash.
Starting to feel myself. You feeling it too? Hit us up, 424-243-9649. Use your pinky finger if you're feeling sexy, though. Ooh, way music. Raheem Devon. Raheem Devon, yeah, that's that freak shit right there. He said, anytime, any place. And that was that Janet Jackson remix. And that's Miss Jackson, if you're nasty. Tonight, we're going to bring it back. We're talking about, you know, it's Wet, Wet Wednesday, sexy conversation. We already talked about love and things like that. So, hey, we're about to get into our second part of the discussion. We're talking about freaks. I've seen people out here, they be trying to talk bad about other people because they didn't do other freaky shit than other people. And I think people need to start respecting the freak. I think the love for the freak has been lost. Y'all all got disrespectful and just got way out of line. And I think somebody needs to speak up for the freaks of the world. So now, this is why I say you got to respect your freak. It's the freak that made sex good. I'm for real, Fred. The freak is the one that, because you probably, yeah, when sex probably first started out, it probably started very missionary.
just very missionary. Probably went on for hundreds and hundreds of years. Until some dude named Freakonomics, I don't know the name that he had, I don't know. But some freaky ass motherfucker from Detroit don't say, baby, put your leg up. You did. She don't put that leg up and they had fun. She don't toast somebody, they don't toast somebody. Somebody else said, put both your legs up. Now that don't start a freak specimen. It just grew from there. You know what I'm saying? It had to be somebody that was a freak that tried to get you to do some shit like some animals. You mean, can you imagine the first baby? Let's do it like a giraffe. I don't know. Let's try it like a dog. Let's do it like a lion. Roar, let me climb on your back and roar as I bust on your back. Roar. You mean, that's the type of shit people like today. So y'all don't lost. Y'all don't got disrespectful. Y'all don't start disrespecting the freaks and got the freaks afraid to come out at night. I don't know what's going on, but I'm just saying, we got to have love for the freaks. Now, freaks is the people that brought romance to you. I know y'all probably took it the wrong way. The first dude that was a freak, he probably was in Chicago. The first man that opened up the door for a lady, he didn't know. She was coming along, and for some reason, he wanted to open the door for her, and it started a romantic thing. Y'all think he was being polite? He wasn't. He just wanted to see that ass. Get it? He wanted to see your booty as you walk through the door. I'm just saying, the first time people start taking people out to eat, they was on some freak shit. They wasn't trying to take you out to see how much class you had in public. Hell no. He was trying to see what that mouth do. Is you finna slurp or you finna sip that soup? That's what he wanted to see. Is you finna nibble on that beef or you finna go pit bull? But I'm gonna quit preaching because I'm just saying, man, they don't touch the nerve with me. Disrespecting the freaks. Ladies, how y'all feel about it? Am I wrong? Am I just in my emotion? Awkward. Anybody? Am I on mute?
You ain't wrong. I mean, I understand people was raised to, you know, keep what you do in the bedroom and don't bring it out. You know, that you was raised to be a freak in the bed and a lady in the, a lady in the streets but a freak in the bed. So it wasn't like told, you know, to go out there and say what you do and enjoy what you do. But I'm pretty sure there's been some freaks ever since time has started. I think it's just more free. You get to do more stuff. You get to try more stuff. You get to have more fun with stuff. So, and you get to just be adventurous, I think. And you don't have to be quiet about it. You could do it any place, anytime, you know, and have fun, you know, without the cops showing up and, you know, stopping the group thing, you know.
There's the cops from showing up. Well, damn. Okay.
Just one time, once or twice. I mean, once or twice it happened. Once or twice.
All right. I think people that are freaks, I mean, I think they're very, very romantic. Like I said, I mean, somebody had to start up bringing excitement. You know what I mean? I mean, if you ain't got a freak, I'm not saying your love life is boring, but it might be a little salad, like, get egg on a surf and turf type night. You know, it might be like a little salad. You know what I mean? Everybody like that little side. Twist that leg a little bit. Grind them hips. Get egg. Do some role playing, those type of things. You know, tie your ankle to the door. Now, I don't know. But I'm just saying, some excitement. Yeah, that's some excitement. So
I mean, that's the spiciness that comes with your. I mean, if you are boring, what that man got to look forward to? If you ain't got nothing to bring to the room, into the room, into the living room, into the bedroom, into the kitchen, into the, you know, outdoors, on the car, you know, anywhere. If you ain't got nothing to bring, man, why? Why even? Why? Just why? You gotta imagination. You gotta let your imagination just be free and flow and have fun. That's when it get really good.
Right. Right. Yeah, I think you exposed yourself as a freak a little bit. You named off quite a few places. You said the car, the counter, a couple other things, a couple of things. Okay. Okay, I see you freaking out. So, all right, let's see. So, all right, I guess I'm going to go over here. Unless you got some more to say, I'm going to go over here, check in on some comments and see what some people might have said online and whatnot. I do have a Brizza song. I think it's perfect for right now. But I mean, you got something else before I jump along?
Nah, because I keep telling up myself. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Alright, check it out. This is King Nasty. This is classic music. I think this is perfect right now. Wet, wet Wednesday. Looks like we got a couple more callers. Oh, wait, we're going to open the lines right after this.
I had a vision of us standing there 2 days ago, putting on a hell of a show in a Scorpio world. She was trying to find me. She danced with me, and we took a trip back to the 90s. And she started to play 12 play, and I took her on my rodeo, listening to bump and grind. My body all over your body, I wanna know what turns you on. Now I got a handful of her hair, and I'm kissing on her as the whole room disappears. And we perform just like a Hollywood movie premiere. Action coming running, made it mine like she stole it. And I'ma do it every time, it's Team Nasty.
Radio Live, Wet Wednesday, you dig? When we play sexy music with some sexy conversation. I got Miss Unbelievable with me. I got Jazzy B. I got Seven. Looks like we got a couple more callers. Looks like somebody even pressed one. So all right, ladies. I don't know if Cassie and Seven could hear us on that last one. Did you ladies want to give any comments on the freak part before we go over here and open up the line? Ooh, I don't know. Maybe they accidentally put themselves on mute. But we'll go ahead and check in with it. Oh, there you go. There you go.
I had myself on mute.
Yeah, it happened. It happened. Sorry, did you guys want to make any comments or on the freak part?
I was actually talking a while ago, but you know, I had myself on mute and then this unbelievable started talking and it was just funny. me personally, y'all know shit been kind of freaky since the biblical days. Y'all ain't read about Sodom and Gomorrah? Like,
So that's a freak history,
what are you talking about? Yeah, that freak since way back then. You know, that was over 2,000 years ago. So, you know, it started. It started from the bottom now with you.
Y'all wild. Y'all wild. We lied, y'all. This is not scripted.
Me personally, if you ain't got a little freakiness about yourself, I can't fuck with you. Cause, you know, I'm a little nasty, a little bit.
Okay, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
A little bit.
You know, again, you gotta bring some excitement.
My zodiac sign is a 69. I'm a whole Cancer.
Y'all heard Seven input. She a Cancer. Her zodiac sign is 69.
Oh.
I said, I'm a whole Cancer, E. My zodiac sign is a 69, so y'all already know.
Well.
Well, all right, y'all. Let's go ahead over here, jump in, and open up the line right quick while we still got some time left in the show. See what they on, see what they want to talk about, or see if they got a comment on what we're saying. 612-310, who we got on the line? Hello?
Man, sound like y'all all sorts of on some freakiness up in here. What is going on in Monsters Radio today? Bunch of freak you.
What's good, Juice G?
What's good, man? What's going on, everybody?
Hey.
See, I came in on the last little bit of it. Everybody talking about some gotta have some freak in you, 69 and
who? Hey, Josh. Hey.
Who that?
Jazzy.
Watch yourself, girl. I have to tell her every time. Every time she gets to talking, boy, the leg can twitch. Watch yourself.
Here y'all two go. Well, all right, and what we're talking about tonight, we're talking about basically, you know what I mean, the last part you heard about, I was talking about freaks. You know what I mean? I've been seeing sometimes social media, other people in person. Y'all be talking about somebody, oh, they do the freak shit this and they do the freak that. And not even talk down upon freaks. And I'm like, freaks need to be respected. That's why motherfucking sex is the way it is today, because of motherfucking freaks. You know, there had to be some person to be like, hey, let's go do it like an animal. Get it? Somebody had to be an initial freak. You know what I mean? And like I was saying, you know what I mean? A lot of women think probably a gentleman gesture started out as just being a gesture, trying to be nice to them. No. When the first man, like I said, the first man opened up a door for a lady that he did not know, he was not trying to be nice to your ass. He wanted to see what that ass was like when you walk back. Get it?
From the jump.
Come on, mama.
From
walk on in there. Let me see what that ass looked like. It was sexual harassment, but hey. So, all right, bro. So, tell us how you feel about it, about freak You dig? I mean, you're looking down upon them, as everybody should during the sexual moment. But I'm just, you get what I'm going with this.
Oh, yeah, most definitely. First and foremost, I'm afraid to even say my sign, because every time I say my sign, y'all be like, y'all just some complete undercover freaks. Now, that should give it away right there. Right there, y'all should already know what kind of sign I am. And, I indulge in it. I encourage it. I don't care what nobody say, man. If it ain't spiced, if they ain't got a little Cajun in it, a little season in the session, then these white people fool. I'm just saying.
That's a hell of
you
a
soul in this shit. Okay? Gotta be some soul in this session that you embodying yourself in. Because if it's not, then I don't know what to tell you. I really don't know what to tell you.
Right. It's that level of freakness that's going to keep y'all together. Hey, 100, it's the level of freakness that's going to keep y'all together. Now, if you're doing some freaky shit and got her, she ain't going nowhere. Get it? But if you ain't getting that,
you'd be surprised.
Get it over with. It's your time of the week. Go ahead.
You'd be surprised. You'd be totally surprised how often a freaky session stops all arguments. It stops everything. Every ill thought, every bitterness, all that stuff. Once that freaky session comes into attack mode, it stops all thinking process. It's just, you're like in the zone and stuff. Then afterwards, you be like, I don't even know what the hell I was mad about. But, shit, girl, you the
truth.
You the truth. I'm talking about that type of freakiness.
Yeah.
Keep a nigga from going out to the club. It ain't even just what you got on. It's the thought. It's the notion that you give a person when they're getting ready to step out. If you give them that notion that freak is about to come out, I guarantee motherfucker wouldn't leave out the door. Call his homies up like, look, bro. You know what? I'm going to have to take several rain checks for this one. And I'm talking several. Because you don't need to know all that. Just know I ain't going out. Fuck y'all. I'm staying with my girl tonight.
Look. Hey, look.
I have to totally
agree
with him.
Yeah. And if your homie is 100, he understands. Let you call, be like, hey, homie, I know we're supposed to go to the club. Baby girl home one tonight. You did. He's gonna be like, if you don't stay your ass at home, you did. so on and so forth. So yeah, I'm with you
too,
on that, bro.
There's a downfall to that too, cause y'all women, a lot of times y'all do that on purpose. Especially if you know you got that good. You do it on purpose. Every time you see we didn't got fresh to death, suited and booted, smelling good. Don't let us put on the cologne that y'all like. Y'all finna shut it all the way down. Complete. Shut it down.
Oh, you're getting raped. You're just getting raped. I'm just saying. Take that
y'all
off. Well, I'm taking it off.
y'all terrible. Y'all terrible. Y'all notorious. Y'all notorious. It'd be like sometimes we gotta sneak out the back door. We got to sneak out the side window and stuff, jump down a couple flights of stairs, and get in the car and skirt the fuck off before y'all even realize we gone. Because the minute we give y'all the notion that we finna go kick it, y'all quick to shut it down. Quick! You fucking freak.